This year, I gave a talk titled More Than You Thought You Wanted to Know About Black-Capped Chickadees for the huge Northwestern Ohio Birding Festival called the Biggest Week in American Birding. I talk about chickadees a lot, but had never given a program entirely about them before. I've amassed lots of cool chickadee facts over the years, but wanted to have some exciting new information as well. In Googling to get some interesting statistics, I came across a fascinating entry in David Sibley's blog. He's the one who wrote and illustrated the wonderfully comprehensive Sibley Guide to Birds, both the huge field guide and the extraordinarily useful cell phone app that includes all the information from the field guide and more. In his blog, David occasionally posts mystery sounds, and in the blog post I found, he used this one. He explained on his blog, "I made this recording when I had the bird in my hand after catching it as part of a regular bird banding operation and held a microphone against its back to record the sound. This is the heartbeat of a black-capped chickadee." I saved David's sound into my own computer and opened it in Adobe Audition, where I could expand and count each beat on the waveform. David Sibley's recording lasted a bit longer than 8 seconds. I counted 74 beats over one representative 5-second period and 118 beats over exactly 8 seconds, which both calculated out to about 888 beats per minute. There were several double beats recorded. I counted each as a single beat, so if they really were separate heartbeats, the result was closer to 1,000 beats per minute. Imagine that! In 1968, a researcher named Calder found that a black-capped chickadee at rest had a heart rate of about 480 beats per minute. And in 1941, another researcher, Odom, got 522 beats per minute at rest and estimated that it must double during activity. David's chickadee was under the stress of being handled, so the 888 beats per minute for that bird is quite consistent with those earlier results. It wasn't until after my program in Ohio that I got a different kind of hearty news on the chickadee front. Back in the winter of 2013-14, I noticed that one of the chickadees coming to my feeder had an overgrown, deformed upper bill. The bill tip eventually fell off, but not before the neighborhood chickadees had paired off for the season, and that one did not get a mate. He not only had a problem with his bill, his 3 front toes on his right foot are missing. I fed him mealworms by hand throughout the winter and again all this winter when I've been in town. Fortunately, my neighbor and friend, Jeannie Tonkin, has been feeding chickadees mealworms too, and that particular chickadee has been coming to her hand as well. She recently noticed another chickadee begging from him, and on May 20th, when he took mealworms from my hand, I also got to witness him handing them over to a begging female. This establishes both that he's definitely a male, they're the ones that provide food during courtship and nesting, and also that he successfully found a mate this year. It warmed my heart to see this plucky little survivor doing so well. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.